Very probable, optimistic, off the table, never happening, dead, past. Such was a week in the life of the Philadelphia cigarette tax. On Wednesday night, the Pennsylvania House of Representatives approved the measure by a 119-80 vote. As WHYY's Kevin McCrory reports, passage came with what some consider a costly trade.
In getting the cigarette tax through the House, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle and from around the state had to come together to make each other happy. In the end, one of the things that helped was an amendment that changes how charter schools in Philadelphia are approved. Currently, wannabe charters pitch their plans to the School Reform Commission. If rejected, that's it. In an attempt to manage its bottom line, the SRC currently has a moratorium on charter expansion.
The demand from my area is so great that I could fill every single charter seat just from people who are coming into my office asking, as if I have the ability to do that.
State Rep John Taylor is the lone Republican in Philadelphia's delegation to Harrisburg.
I have to tell him I don't, and that makes for hard feelings.
Taylor authored the amendment that would allow new Philly charters to appeal to a state board. So how did this help the cigarette tax?
It was another reason that a member that wasn't from Philly that would be subject to criticism for making, quote, a tax vote would have a, another reason to vote for it.
David Lapp is staff attorney at the Education Law Center.
The traditional charter school sector in Philadelphia has high parental demand, not in small part because those schools are serving dramatically fewer students who are what we consider vulnerable students. But this new change, we can expect to see greater expansion of additional charter schools that underserve those kinds of students. Without additional state financial support, the cost of that expansion could swallow up the modest gains that we're seeing from the cigarette tax in the long run.
Before the changes become law, the bill must be considered by the Senate, which will meet next Tuesday. If the new tax passes, the district's budget gap for next school year will still hover around $40 million. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.